Good morning. 9:17 a.m. on October the 28th, Monday. Make sure everything is plugged in. I'm going to stick this back in my pocket. So I can put my gloves back on. It's cold out here this morning. Something between 35 and 40. I keep getting drops of snow on my face. It's not rain. Although I suppose it could be very, very tiny droplets of rain. It's overcast. It's a little bit of a breeze. It's cold and dark and very unpleasant out here this morning, but I'm walking. After 3 days off, I'm back on the trail. There was another one, a little drop. So yeah, I must have been tired because I slept in, I lazed around the house, and didn't actually do a whole lot for the last 3 days. It's been at once relaxing and in another sense frustrating, because I should have been doing something, except what I was doing was resting, so good enough. I need to get ready for NaNoWriMo, book 3, Tennis Fairport. Friday, the big kickoff. I took my hood down, it's probably made a lot of noise. It is cold and nasty out, but I've done a mile already. And Endomondo has not talked to me, even though it said go, so I'm not quite sure what the hell story is there. What is the story there? According to this, it's been 19 minutes, but I haven't walked any miles. Probably because GPS is turned off. That's a pain. Oh well. Battery conservation. Turn off GPS, turn off Bluetooth. I'm not using either of them at the moment. So let's see what else. I'm gearing up my the new battery that I got just before I went to Mile High Con for the phone is holding up very well. It will go dead pretty quickly if I don't have signal. And I've been practicing power management, turning off GPS, turning off Bluetooth when I'm not using them. Downside is that I'm so used to having them being all the time that I don't always remember to turn them back on when I expect to use them, like I just did now. And I got a new battery for the netbook. The netbook will be the writing tool of choice for NaNoWriMo this year. I got a new battery. The battery is one of the 9-cell batteries. And according to the onboard diagnostics, it's good for 7 hours or so, as compared to the old battery, which was good for an hour and a half or so. Which means I can do a lot, particularly if I keep the radio turned off, particularly if I keep streaming turned off, and only use it for writing. It should work pretty well. Precipitation is getting heavier. It's beginning to gather on my glasses. So I'm getting stoked, I'm getting psyched, I'm getting excited about my schedule. I haven't picked up a new Marble Mouse. The old one seems to have cleared up a little bit. So that's good. I'll probably wind up making an emergency trip over to Best Buy one of these days. I should probably find the best deal online that I can. Buy two or three and have them shipped in, it would probably be cheaper. Sniff, snort, sniff, snort. I don't have a lot to say today. Not exactly sure why. Mostly what I'm doing is fixating on getting home and getting some hot coffee and warm food. I had a little bit of breakfast early when I realized that the kid was not going to go to school today. Which is unfortunate, because that means she's falling behind even more, because she hasn't made up the time, the work that she missed while she was out the last time. But she did go back to bed, and she will not have her computer tonight, so we won't be staying up late tonight. Although, to give her due, she did go to bed early last night. And while she was up early this morning, she was not up terribly early. So she did get a decent night's sleep last night. Somebody planted a maple. Pretty. There's a couple maples here. Look at that. I don't usually see them. They have a particular color. It's not like the usual. Most of the trees here turn yellow. Some of the shrubs turn red, but most of the trees turn yellow. Monk pole. A lot of leaves down. One of the trees in the morning photo has a couple of them have lost most of their leaves already. And I'm gonna be glad I walked early this morning. I have to go to the grocery store. Probably should do that before I get too settled today. Also need to do some recording this morning. I need to do some audio editing. I have about 7 chapters for Abby Hilton done. I need to get them cleaned up and shipped off. Wow. Seven trees or so in a row right here. Completely stripped. 8, 9. A whole row. Look at that. It's funny because there's these trees that still have green leaves on either end, but there's a line of them here that are pretty much empty. It's probably indicative of how much water they get, actually. Our sprinklers have been shut off for the winter. Guy came over Wednesday night, blew them out. House is buttoned back up again. Wife still wants to buy replacement windows, but I'm not convinced that it would help all that much, to be honest. There's still a dead space. It's not an airtight dead space, but there's still a dead space between the panes of glass, and it's really really key. And the reality is that the house isn't really that well insulated, which is unfortunate because it means the upstairs is too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter. But we spend most of our life downstairs, where it's pretty much comfortable all the time, so. It's cold enough, my nose is running. Truck full of shingles. Somebody getting their roof replaced.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Somebody else getting their roof replaced. Huh. not only was my nose running, but my eyes are running as well. It's that kind of cold. Well, that didn't help. I tried to wipe them off a little bit. Nasty. Precipitation has picked up a lot. And the breeze, the cold wind behind, whistling in behind my glasses is freezing the little particles of water that are leaking down onto my cheek. I didn't think it was that cold. It is. Good morning. Fluffy little pug dog running to catch up. And here I am. I'm back. The back gate. You heard it, Greek. How fast was I going? 35 and a half. So 18 minutes, 19 minutes. Close enough. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.